This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-8304, and the Laurels of Carson City. I don't have that fax. Just leave that fax blank. Regarding Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E, Schollert, S-C-H-O-L-L-A-E-R-T. Date of birth, February 23rd of 1943. Dear Dr. Anderson and staff of Laurels of Carson City, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Mr. Schollert, who goes by Gene, G-E-N-E. He arrives today per Laurels of Carson City transportation bus in a wheelchair, requiring Hoyer lift for transfers. He was hospitalized in early May of 2024. He was admitted 5-2 of 24 for severe anemia. He did have EGD and colonoscopy, and then was had surgery for removal of adenocarcinoma of the colon. That did not require colostomy or any other type of bowel diversion at that time. However, he was very, very ill at the time of admission and developed acute renal failure, creatinine going up to 1.89 on 5-7 of 21. He was seen by Dr. Fuente in the hospital and was gradually improving. Numbers were gradually improving before he was able to be discharged and into Laurels of Carson City. And he was admitted to Laurels of Carson City on May 17th of 2024. He is a very poor historian and is not sure how long he will be there, although he's unable to ambulate at all. And he's slightly uncomfortable today for this consultation, asking if he could lay down frequently. He does have swelling of the lower extremities, and he's quite tired, he states. Does like to lay down a lot. He denies chest pain or shortness of breath, no cough or wheezing, and he believes he urinates adequate amounts. Medications. He's on metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, omeprazole, 20 milligram daily, pravacol, 80 milligram daily, metoprolol, 25 milligram, he takes 75 milligram daily, Tylenol as needed for pain every 8 hours, Zetia, 10 milligrams daily, allopurinol is 300 milligram daily, low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily, doxazosin, 4 milligram at bedtime, vitamin B12, 500 milligram once a day, vitamin D2, 50,000 units every 7 days, psilocybin is 1 tablet once a day, and ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram once daily with breakfast. Physical exam, height 66 inches, weight 170 pounds, pulse 79, and blood pressure 118 over 64. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, he has one plus edema of and trace on the right of the lower extremities and a trace edema on the left. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. In labs, most recent lab studies were done May 30th of 2024. Hemoglobin remains low at 8.2. The previous hemoglobin, 8.7, that was May 17th. His iron studies, ferritin is 303.99, oral iron is 11, iron saturation is 5.5, sodium 143, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 25, Creatinine is 1.43 with estimated GFR of 49, so that is stable. His calcium is 8.3. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease after acute renal failure and hospitalization for adenocarcinoma of the colon and surgical resection. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, so an order was sent to Laurels of Carson City with the patient, and he should continue to follow a low-salt, a diabetic diet. Probably he needs to follow up with oncology for anemia management and for ongoing CBCs and iron studies. He may be a good candidate for iron infusions. And he may already have an oncologist, but he's not certain about that. So if not, please make sure he's referred to oncology for follow-up and anemia management. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.